This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
با اینکه از پایان دفاع مقدس قریب 30 سال می‌گذره، در این حال یاد شهیدان.
It has been more than 30 years that the Iraqi imposed war on Iran has finished, but the name and memory of the martyrs of the sacred defense era is still alive.
Our belief is in your heavenly eyes. Our belief is in your heavenly eyes which sprinkle the streets of this city with the rays of the sun.
Today's story, the life and character of Shahid Mohammad Burujerdi. Dear listeners, Shahid Mohammad Burujerdi was born in 1955 in one of the suburbs of Burujerd. Ever since he was a child, he was the epitome of innocence. Purity and loyalty in the eyes of this young man gave the good news of a bright future. Shahid Burujerdi was one of the founders of the IRGC, which is also known as Sepah. Shahid Burujerdi's small village house was adorned with the love and light of God and the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Shahid Burujerdi's fatherly compassion only lasted until he was 6 years old. He had two brothers and two sisters. Shahid Burujerdi, despite his young age, acted as a father for his family, and eventually they moved to Tehran. When he was 7 years old, Shahid Mohammad Burujerdi was forced to study at school and work at the same time. It is very difficult for a schoolboy to work in the bazaar at the same time, but this difficulty made Shahid Burujerdi a real man who would have to endure greater hardships. He would work during the day and study at night. Good days would come one by one. Everyone at that time had become fond of him, including his teachers, classmates, relatives, and neighbors. Shahid Burujerdi had one older sister and one older brother, but at home, everyone would look at Mohammad Burujerdi. And now, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about remembering the martyrs.
با اینکه از پایان دفاع مقدس قریب 30 سال می‌گذره، در این حال
It has been more than 30 years that the Iraqi imposed war on Iran has finished, but the name and memory of the martyrs of the sacred defense era is still alive. The reason is that Allah the Almighty stated that martyrs are alive in His presence. Now, there have been many scholars and personalities who passed away during history, but few of them are remembered. The case of martyrs is different. They are always alive in the memories of the people.
شهدای ما هم همین جورن. یاد شهدا زنده است. و باید هم
Our martyrs of the eight-year sacred defense era are also like this. They will be remembered always. It is our duty to keep the names and memories of our shuhada, our martyrs, alive, because martyrs are the heralds of glad tidings. The shuhada tell us not to be fearful, worried, or hopeless. They, in fact, keep divine blessings and mercy alive in front of our eyes. And this is what we need very much today.
نعمت الهی را، لطف الهی را، برکات الهی را در مقابل چشم ما نگه می‌دارن. و این اون چیزیست که ما امروز بهش احتیاج داریم.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Even though everyone had set their eyes on Shahid Muhammad Burujerdi when he was a young schoolboy, he would always have respect for his elders. It didn't take long before Muhammad Burujerdi took part in classes in which Islamic thoughts were taught. Islam is a human-building religion. Jihad and struggle is one of the important components of this final divine religion, that is Islam. Shahid Burujerdi himself had said, "When I went to these classes and learned the Quran, I came to know many issues. I figured out the meaning of taghut, or fake deities. I figured out who Imam Khomeini is and why he was in exile. Upon becoming familiar with the lofty teachings of Islam, the way of struggle and combat is automatically shown to Muhammad Burujerdi. Along this path, by means of Islamic groups, he was able to participate in their meetings and become familiar with the great martyr and friend of Imam Khomeini, Shahid Iraqi. Meanwhile, Shahid Muhammad Burujerdi got married to his cousin. The fruit of this marriage was one son and one daughter. A year after this marriage, Shahid Burujerdi was forced to serve in the military despite his hate for the Shah's regime." And now, Sister Zainab talks about the importance of sacred defense of Iran.
As I walk through the palm groves, I hear the wind that blows and whispers the epic of the red moments of martyrdom in the ears of the trees. I, in my dreams, recall your last flight. I listen to the silent palm groves. O great one, O dear martyr, look at how we have been crumpled into ourselves. speak to us of the vastness of the distant horizons and of the sound of love, so that we may ponder on the elevated peaks of freedom. Our belief is in your heavenly eyes. Our belief is in your heavenly eyes, which sprinkle the streets of the city with the rays of the sun. You are the hero that cries out the most poetic words on countless nights, crying on the shoulders of the moon. You are not here, but it is yours that the city breathes your memory, and your name spells out the signs of our roads and streets, letter by letter. We have found the power of our days in following the footsteps of resistance. We stand proudly and whisper your message to the offspring of our homeland. May we be able to continue your legacy, which is the legacy of the great men of God.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid Mohammad Burujerdi escaped from the military service. Afterwards, he went to the Iran-Iraq border to join his dear Imam Khomeini in Iraq. However, on the border, the minions of the regime arrest him and he is imprisoned. Shahid Burujerdi stays in prison for 6 months, after which he is forced to continue his military service. While in the military service, he enlightens his fellow soldiers and convinces many of them to take his side with the revolution. After finishing his military service, Shahid Burujerdi continued his struggle against the Shah's regime stronger than before. Due to his friendship with Shahid Iraqi, he was able to communicate indirectly with Imam Khomeini, and his association with struggling clergy kept him on the right path. Shahid Burujerdi had gained the power of differentiating among the lefties, Marxists, MKO members, and nationalists. Ultimately, on May 22, 1983, the Messiah of Kurdistan, as he was known, due to his appearance, while moving along the road of Mahabad, Naqdeh, Shahid Mohammad Burujerdi, the Messiah of Kurdistan, and his comrades were martyred when they went on mines. Shahid Mohammad Burujerdi achieved his dream of martyrdom. May Allah bless him and elevate his ranks. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shahid Mohammad Burujerdi. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, please send an email to english@irib.ir, and you can visit our website, which is www.parsetoday.com. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.